Just the blur in the center, but no wavy lines. Okay. Good. Okay. Good. Okay, so good news first. It doesn't look like it's wet macular degeneration because you did not see any wavy lines on the Amsler grid, or very little at all, just the blur in the center with your right eye. Yeah, so that is good news. But the bad news is it does look like you have dry macular degeneration and there's some drusen spots there in your retina, especially on the right side. There's a little bit on the left side as well. So we're going to keep paying attention to that. I do want to order a few tests. So I want to order the optical coherence tomography to just kind of assess the subretinal fluid, if there's any additional fluid there, and to also look at the retinal thickness. Just because with the fundoscopy, there are things that we can't see, for instance, the thickness of the retina, right? So I do want to make sure that we ordered that, and there's also a few angiography tests that I want to order, okay? Alright, so I will have that requisition available for you, and you can go ahead and get that done at an eye specialist, okay? Alright, so we'll make sure to do those. So when it comes to age-related macular degeneration, it tends to start around the age of 60. That's the biggest risk factor. Other risk factors include obesity, smoking, unfortunately, as well as poor diet. We're not entirely sure exactly what the causes are. It tends to be a strong family history component, as well as a hereditary component, which perhaps your grandfather also had this condition, and that might explain some of it. But the good news is that we're able to monitor it quite regularly. I'm actually going to print off one of these Amsler grids for you so that you can continue to monitor your own condition to see if you ever see those wavy lines at all. And if you do, please report back to me immediately. But this condition does deteriorate over a long period of time, and we're going to do our best to help control it, okay? So you will maintain your peripheral vision. It's the central vision that will deteriorate over time because that's what the macula is responsible for. It is responsible for that focal vision. And I know that it can be really difficult mentally and emotionally, so please let me know if you need to see a counselor, a therapist. I can certainly refer you to one. But in the meantime, we can do some diet changes, some lifestyle changes, reduce your stress a little bit, just try to improve overall the quality of your life and see if that might even impact your eye health as well. We can do everything in our power to help, okay? All right, so I will have that requisition available for you. Please, if you have any questions at all, ask me, and I'll be seeing you soon, okay? All right, take care. Thank you for coming in. Thank you so much for putting your health first and coming to me when you've noticed that there was an issue. Much.